Hey, Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
20 minutes after the hour, welcome back. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. A lot to unpack today. Very excited, though, about what's getting set to happen tonight, or as 2020 tells us, we got to wait till we actually see some players out on the floor or hear from some players out on the floor. UNC tonight against Colorado Christian. Joining us now, head coach for the University of Northern Colorado men's basketball team, Coach Steve Smiley. Coach, thanks for being on with us, man. We really appreciate it, as always.
I appreciate being here. It is an exciting day for the program.
Did you ever think you'd actually get here to this point where you're going to have, you know, coach your first game for this Bears team as the head coach?
You start to wonder after just, you know, what you see nationally, you know, you have pauses and stuff within your own program. You start to wonder a little bit, but like you said, we haven't thrown that ball in the air yet. So, I mean, until it happens, it hasn't happened yet, but we're really excited.
This is just so, I mean, this is strange for every coach, but here you are, Coach. We've talked about this. This is your dream, and you take over this program. I tweeted this earlier. Coaches aren't going to be judged necessarily on just the X's and O's anymore. It's going to be judged on how you handle COVID-19, how you handle the scheduling,
yeah.
All that stuff. I mean, it's you and I have talked. I mean, there's so many different things with it now.
Well, I'm looking at our little shoot-around plan and finish our shoot-around today. We've got to review how we're doing the locker room, how we're doing where we're entering, how to wear a mask before the game, the chairs alignment. We got to talk about all that different stuff today,
wow.
Which you've never had to talk about that before, you know, but yeah, it's unlike anything we've ever experienced, you know, all of us. So.
How do you, with the rest of your coaching staff, I mean, we see it at the NFL level. I'm seeing NFL coaches. They have, like, a guy that's in charge of bringing the coach back so he's not stepping out onto the field. Are you going to have a guy that's like, hey, coach, don't forget some of these things? Because I can't imagine how you can keep all of this rolling when you're trying to pay attention to the actual game.
Well, you know, I probably actually should have a guy holding me back just because I have a habit of walking on the court. I know that's a point of emphasis this year for the coaches to really stay in the coaching box, but yeah, I mean, I think our staff, we spent a lot of time just in our meetings on kind of going through the scenarios and all the different stuff and really, you know, relaying the information to our team so we try to stay within compliance of, you know, contact tracing and everything else like that. So it's going to kind of be a team effort, but we got a great staff, and that includes our coaches, our trainer, our strength coach. Everyone's on board and in sync with how we got to get this done. So we'll see how it goes, but I'm sure there's going to be a lot more twists and turns.
Coach, talk to us a little bit about the pause, right, from a week ago or 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
What is that process like? And, I mean, what are you supposed to do at that point in time? You're told the program needs to take a pause. What are we talking about? Like, shut down everything, the players are confined. Can you take us through some of that process?
Yeah, no, it was our first pause. And, you know, in terms of the timing of this, you know, teams have been paused at different times, and you ultimately don't ever want to get a pause because that means you have, you know, some type of a COVID case within your program, your tier one personnel. And so, you know, we had a case, and at that point in time, you know, the guidelines were to shut everyone down for 14 days, and that means exactly kind of what you said, like there's no practice, everyone's on a formal quarantine. I believe all of our players were on a formal quarantine based on contact tracing at that time, which means you can't leave your room. All kinds of different stuff. And then the coaches, you know, we were masked up at the time, so it was more like an athletic type of quarantine, I believe. But everyone was gone. You know, no one was allowed in the building. It was just a quarantine. And you just worry about your guys, you know, their bodies. And one, are they eating okay? But two, you know, losing 14 days of practice, strength, conditioning at this time of year is brutal. So, It was hard. You know, when we got back a little bit late last week, we just started doing small group work, which really consisted of, like, you know, 30 minutes of skill work, 30 minutes of 5-on-0s, 30 minutes of very light weightlifting. Did that for a couple of days, took a day off, and then I think on Sunday, I believe, is when we started going into, you know, more of a practice. And so, you know, today being Wednesday, we've had Sunday was very light and short, so we really had about two practices overall. But we have had 5 or 6 days of getting their bodies back together. So we feel like we're in a decent spot. It's not going to be midseason form by any means, but it's where we're at right now. A lot of teams have had to deal with it for sure.
We're talking to UNC men's basketball coach Steve Smiley. Again, first game tipping off tonight at Bank of Colorado, 6:30. We'll have it on the air here, 1310 KFKA. Coach, in dealing with that, I mean, I'm just picturing, like, okay, all these players, they go to their rooms. What are they doing to stay fit? Are they just crunching out some push-ups? Or what are we doing in there to stay fit and ready to go?
Yeah, I mean, that's about all I can do. Because on the flip side of it, there's some other rules that say that, you know, you can't do, let's just say, Zoom workouts, you know, like with a strength coach in your room, because there's not a certified, you know, athletic trainer on hand when you're quarantined in your room in case something goes wrong physically, you know, where you need, you know, CPR or the AED or just trainer help. So really, you know, you can get, you know, workout suggestions. And then it's just really on the player to just try to stay in shape. So it's tough, man, especially, you know, this time of year. There's no way to kind of really get out of your room. And, you know, even if you were able to, the weather gets colder, it's not like you can go out and shoot the park for an hour and a half and, you know, 27 degrees outside. So it's really hard. And for us going through for the first time in our program, you could really feel it. And as a coach, you had to really, when the guys got back, as much as you say, we got to catch up, you got to be really careful and slow down and just work on very basic stuff the first few days. Make sure they're moving right, nothing live, and make sure they don't get any of those soft tissue injuries, ankles, hamstrings, things like that, just because they haven't been moving enough. So it's a scary time for all of us.
I refresh UNCBears.com on like an hourly basis just to see updates on the schedule. Tonight, Colorado Christian, we saw Regis, so you've added that game Friday. But Coach, let's get into this, the elephant in the room. I'm on Twitter yesterday. I see CSU men's basketball tweets out that it's game week, and I see CSU Pueblo on the schedule Saturday. But then I remember in my little brain, I thought that was UNC CSU playing on Saturday. Can you help us out a little bit on that? What's going on?
Yeah, I think it's the perfect example of COVID, where you have all these plans. I mean, Colorado State, which we're not playing on Saturday, that's the fifth game we've lost. And so just as an example, you know, my staff, my assistants, they've prepared, I think, six scouts now, and tonight will be the first scout that actually is going to come to fruition where we play. And so, you know, going back to the elephant in the room, yeah, you know, CSU had a, you know, pretty documented pause as well in their program. Their situation is a little different than ours, I guess, in terms of kind of how their pause went. But at the end of the day, you know, it was discussed that is this the right time right now to play the game? So what I can tell you is that the game is going to be played. Neither side is trying to not play the game, and as our two administrations are working on it, I think the game will be played. It's not official with the date, but it'll be played after Christmas, because there's just no time right now with both of our current schedules to put the game back in. But ultimately, it's a, you know, COVID-induced situation, and the game will be played, and it looks like it'll be after Christmas. And I do think that there will be an announcement on that date, you know, within the next 24 to 48 hours, once the paperwork's kind of finalized out. But it's disappointing. Disappointing for us, just because, again, it's our fifth game that we've lost. And CSU hasn't played a game either. And so it just kind of goes into that whole deal. But, you know, we're going to play the game, and we're going to make that happen, I believe, after the start of the new year.
Were you guys, like, did you see this tweet? I'm sure it was talked about. Was that news to you at that point, or did you already kind of know what CSU's plan was?
Well, you know, yes and no. I mean, I've been talking with their coach as well about kind of the situations with both of our programs. We've been talking a lot about, you know, the status of our health and how many healthy players. Like, there's a rule in our league, for instance, that says you have to have seven healthy players to play a game. So each program is going through different types of pauses. So, you know, we've been in communication a lot going back 2 to 3 weeks. And not only CSU, but, you know, we've got CU coming on Monday. They've had a couple short pauses. We've got DU coming the following Wednesday. So it's not just CSU. It's every school we're playing. All the coaches are communicating, like, hey, what's the status of your program? What's the health? Because if you can't play a game, all of us need to refill games, especially us in CSU that they haven't played a game either yet this year. So going back to your point, though, yeah, we saw the tweet that they were playing, and I got on Twitter, too, and kind of looked at it, who they were playing. And there was definitely some confusion on both sides of of what was going on. And so I think at that point, you know, it's like, okay, we got to figure this out. And, you know, both administrations were able to hop in and, I think, you know, come to a solution so that the game wasn't loss, because the last thing you want to do is lose, for most of us, the opportunity in a COVID year where people are trying not to travel much, trying not to get on a lot of commercial flights. We got both of our programs. We're 40 minutes away. The worst case scenario would be to completely lose the game. So I probably found out the same way that you did, Brady, and then we had to kind of figure it out from there.
What I think is interesting, and again, Coach, I think I told you this. I want to see both programs, healthy, ready to go. I want to see the best game possible. It's great for the state of Colorado. It's great for both programs. I really feel that way. And so with me, I'm looking at the tweet, going, "All right." I wish there was a little more explanation of, okay, we think it'd be a better situation to play UNC when we're, we've got a few games under our belt. Like, I don't mind that kind of thinking, but yeah, when I'm reading that tweet yesterday, it came across as, what UNC game? Like, almost like, no, this was our schedule, this is what we're doing. And three different schools, UNC included, had different schedules. They all had a different opponent set for Saturday.
Yeah, and it's the amount of scheduling and rescheduling that we're all doing right now because of COVID. And people see it on the nationwide perspective. I mean, Gonzaga had to shut down recently. They lost four games, and everyone's losing games and refilling games. And it's amazing. We'll get, calls and emails daily about, hey, do you have an opening on this day? Do you have to fill a game? And it's just musical chairs all year long, at least until you get your conference season. But yeah, it was strange. And I think that, for us, once we finalize the date, we're going to move it on our schedule. But you're right, on our schedule, if we've got CSU on the 12th, they got Puebla on the 12th, and everyone's confused. And, so there was some miscommunication or however you want to say it, but I do think that we'll get the thing resolved so that we can play the game, which at the end of the day, that's the most important thing.
Yeah, no question about it. I know you both coaches, both administrations have a lot of respect for one another. So miscommunications, what it looks like, what it appears to be. There was a lot of frustration yesterday, but it sounds like we're all moving forward. Okay, Coach, tonight, speaking of moving forward, are we expecting a full roster? Are there guys that are maybe not ready to go just yet? Because the layoff can be interesting. And you, like you said, you want to be careful. You don't want guys coming at this thing too hard and getting hurt. So are we expecting a full roster tonight?
Well, we have 16 guys, and we'll have all 16 guys dressed out. There are a few guys in the program that have been out a little bit longer in terms of quarantine, and so for us, there are probably a few guys that we don't anticipate playing tonight, to be honest with you. And they just got back, and you just got to look at it in terms of their bodies and the same thing. Like, the worst thing I can do, and our training staff's the same way, is put a kid in, hasn't done anything in 14, 15, 16 days in a few cases, 17, 18 days, and play them, and their bodies, their minds still tell them where they want to go, their bodies, but their bodies just don't respond the right way, and then that's how you get that injury. And so we're going to really protect ourselves from that. So there will be a few guys that will be dressed out tonight that would be part of the rotation that probably won't play tonight. And I do anticipate that probably by Friday that they've got a couple more days of workouts and just some training under their belts to get their bodies back. And I think by Friday we should have the full 16. But I do anticipate us having a few guys that we're going to hold out of precaution.
Coach, we're looking forward to it, man. Again, I said congrats to you on this job. I know this is a dream job. I know this is going to be a great opportunity. I didn't think we'd be on the 9th of December where I say, hey, good luck in your very first game.
It's crazy. I really appreciate it, Brady. If we go back to our initial schedule, November 10th, I think we already would have had like 8 games in by now. And, it's like I told the guys a couple of days ago, I'm like, guys, we've been practicing since August. We're all about practice and developing and keeping the saw sharp. But at some point, you got to get to a game. And so they're just all at that time. I know our guys are just so excited to get out there and play. And it's probably not going to be pretty. But right now, it's just about getting out there, competing, getting used to a game, getting into that flow, and then going from there. But I do appreciate it. It's exciting, and it's been such a weird year and such a weird situation. But at the end of the day, we're playing tonight. We're happy to do it.
I want to mention something too. I'm happy to be a part of this round ball banter Zoom chat we're doing, Coach. I'm honored to be a part of it. You have that in the midst of everything. You got that. We have that tomorrow afternoon. Can you let our listeners know a little bit about that and how they can get involved?
Oh, absolutely. So when we scheduled this one every 3 months, give or take, we're trying to do one of these kind of quarterly Zooms. We call it the basketball and banter. And, just supporters, fans, alums, donors, anybody that wants to get on and just kind of hear the state of the program. We picked that date at the time, we didn't have games right around there, and we thought, okay, this would be a good time, a couple days off. Now it's sandwiched in between two games, in between tonight's game and Friday's game. But, you know, really just talking about the state of the program, I think in this episode we'll talk about, you know, COVID a little bit, talk about the game tonight, kind of recap what happened in that Colorado Christian game, hopefully with some good highlights, we'll show some film. And then also just, you know, talk about our recruits. We haven't had a chance to talk about the two kids that we signed in November, which we're allowed to talk about now, and just kind of go through it from there. So, you know, the easiest way on our Twitter account or on our UNC alumni page, you know, if people just go to, I believe, uncalumni.org, that event would be right up there, and it's free. It's just 4 o'clock. You know, we'll probably go for just under an hour, 4 to 4:45, 4 to 4:50, and just talk about the state of the program and preview the schedule coming up, and there will be more and more additions and updates on even how that goes. So uncalumni.org is probably the easiest way to pop onto that, and we'd love to have people on there and make that into a big deal. So
yeah, it's been great, and you open up, you let a lot of folks that normally don't, you know, we have these interviews, but really they can get an inside look at what's happening with your basketball program. So I absolutely love it. Questions are fired off too. So Coach, we appreciate all you're doing, man, and good luck tonight. We're happy to have it on the 1310 KFKA tonight for the first time.
Yeah, that sounds good. I appreciate it, Brady.
All right, man. That's UNC men's basketball coach Steve Smiley. Great guy. And yesterday was nuts. Yesterday was madness. Here's what I'm going to chalk it up to, Colfax, to be very fair here. I think there was a tweet out about it's game week for Colorado State without anything else. It was just a tweet that said it's game week. You click it, it's CSU Pueblo on Saturday. There should have been more in the tweet. Because I have no problem. Let's call it what it is. What is CSU Pueblo to CSU? It's a tune-up game. I have no problem with that. What is tonight for UNC? It should be a tune-up game. Colorado Christian. I wouldn't say that to coaches. I wouldn't say that. But that's what it is. CSU has been in a longer pause than the teams around this area. Much longer. I think, what, November 17th? There's stuff going on there with the COVID situation, and I understand that. And so that's my biggest thing is, hey, I'd rather see both teams 100% healthy and go at it. And if that's the case, let's let them get a couple of games under their belt. Let's let them get a few weeks. No problem with that. The way it came across yesterday was it's game week, CSU Pueblo, Saturday, when UNC has CSU on the schedule, and there's really no mention of that. I was all over it yesterday trying to get this. But I, as you guys know, if you listen to this program, I have major respect for Nico Medved, major respect for Colorado State, and obviously the University of Northern Colorado. So the last thing I want to do is paint these programs into a bad light. But I got to call it like it is. You know, I love that basketball program. I love the fact that Nico Medved's going to be there for a long time. But I'm going back to the tweet. I think that's where the miscommunication started, and as Jerry Jeudy can probably attest to, sometimes you need to stay away from Twitter until you get everything ironed out, because I think that's where Bears fans immediately went to is, oh, CSU's, they don't want to play us. Are they scared of us? They're not even going to respect us and mention the fact that we were supposed to play them. I was listening yesterday, Colfax, on NoCo Now. Tanner was interviewing Kevin Lytle of the Colorado, a great friend of the station's. And you know, Tanner flat out asked him, he said, hey, is Colorado State scared to play UNC on Saturday? And, you know, Kevin had mentioned, hey, they played Duke last year. Colorado State's not scared of anything. The problem with that, though, is everybody expects you to lose to Duke. I would say Rams fans do not expect to lose to the University of Northern Colorado. That's what it is. Just like CU doesn't expect to lose to CSU. So that, I think that was a lot of the thought process going through everybody's heads yesterday that probably could have been solved easily with a couple of sentences in the tweet. Because I have no problem saying, hey, we haven't played since November 17th. We don't want to go play a solid UNC team right now. We'd rather kind of have a tune-up game to CSU Pueblo and get a few practices, get a few games under our belt. I don't have any issues with that. None at all. In fact, I would support that. I would promote that. But it wasn't really painted that way yesterday. 39 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk more on our poll question, Power to Play Sports poll question of the day, available at thewholeshow.com. A list of quarterbacks there. If you could choose, who would you take? Is Matt Stafford the guy on your wish list. Right now, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.